The fighting in Afghanistan and the fear of terrorism here in the U.S. risk overshadowing some of the world's other pressing concerns. Today is World AIDS Day. Since last December 1st, 3 million more people have died of AIDS and 5 million have been infected with HIV. Earlier this year, Kofi Annan, the United Nations Secretary General, proposed a $10 billion global fund to fight AIDS. Many skeptics predicted Annan's global AIDS fund would get bogged down in international politics. But as NPR's Richard Knox reports, the critics may be in for a surprise.
Skeptics have been pessimistic from the start about the Global AIDS Fund. It'll never get off the ground, they say, because of endless fights on how to structure it. Detractors predict if the fund does survive birth, it'll grow up to be just another UN boondoggle. Some worry it'll soak up money from other diseases, so early on its mission got stretched to cover tuberculosis and malaria. Even veteran AIDS activists are wary of Annan's fund. Sandy Thurman was the AIDS czar in the Clinton White House. She now heads a group called the International AIDS Trust.
We don't need to be funding more bureaucracy. We're strangled to death with it in this epidemic and have been since the very beginning in the United States and around the world.
Few expected the Bush administration to be a champion for the AIDS fund. Last May, President Bush seemed to confirm this by pledging no more support than has been offered by Italy, the UK, and financially strapped Japan. But support for the fund has grown quietly within the administration. Here's what Secretary of State Colin Powell says about it in his World AIDS Day message.
I am proud that my country is playing a leading role in creating a new global fund to fight AIDS, tuberculosis, and malaria. President Bush has pledged $200 million in seed money for the fund. More will follow.
How much more? To be determined, says one administration official. But AIDS activists claim that, in private, officials are saying as much as $700 million more may be available in the coming year. That's still a far cry from the $7 to $10 billion Annan wants. But for now, the most significant thing is the surprising agreement on the Global Fund's ground rules that's developed lately between the U.S. government and the most militant AIDS activists. Negotiations in Brussels last week produced what one activist called a somewhat astonishing victory on one of the most contentious issues, getting AIDS treatment as soon as possible to people in the poorest countries. Paul Davis of the Health Gap Coalition says the group's concept is called Quick Start.
What was created was a working group around Quick Start, which is a way to start delivering these rapid results. We hope that the U.S. delegation will push very hard to get pills into the hands of people with AIDS.
The idea is not to wait for each country to go through internal debate on what programs to fund. Quick Start would invite existing non-governmental groups to apply for support directly. Advocates say money from the Global Fund could start to flow as early as April.
There is a great deal of existing infrastructure. There are mission hospital systems that have well-trained doctors. There are dozens of community-based clinics that provide treatment to hundreds of people and simply have empty cupboards and empty pharmacy. Some large industrial concerns have clinics that treat tens of thousands of workers, but they don't have antiretroviral medicine.
Activists argue that if the Global Fund doesn't produce dramatic and measurable results from AIDS treatment in the first year, it won't attract the billions of dollars it needs to stay in business. The Bush administration agrees. Dr. Jack Chow of the State Department heads the U.S. delegation.
The Quick Start aim is to have the fund in its entirety up and running. So I think it's very important that we show success early and frequently enough to prove that the design of the Global Fund is working and that the money goes to the people who need it.
Those who need it, activists say, are grassroots groups in poor countries which are already struggling to deliver health services. U.S. negotiators are confident the remaining issues around the fund will be worked out this month at a final session in Brussels, and that the Global AIDS and Health Fund will be up and running in January, right on schedule. Richard Knox, NPR News.